morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. The unseasonably warm weather we've been having lately may have put you in the mood to get a head start on planning your spring vegetable garden. One of the first things you will want to do is select the types of seeds you'll be wanting to plant. We have a couple tips to help you get going with that. One of the first questions we often get is, how about saving some of the seeds that I didn't plant all of last year? If you have leftover vegetable seeds from last year, there are a couple different types. Most of them will save at least for a couple years if they're kept in a cool, dry location. If you have leftover seeds of cabbage, broccoli, cucumber, squash, watermelon, eggplant, or radish, those can stay viable for up to 5 years if properly stored. Snap beans, carrots, peas, peppers, tomatoes, cauliflowers, and pumpkin seeds can be stored for 3 to 4 years fairly well, while seeds of sweet corn and onion may remain viable for only 1 to 2 years. And again, all of these are if stored in a cool, dry location. If you're looking through the garden catalogs and wondering about the difference between open-pollinated and hybrid vegetable seeds, a good rule to keep in mind, hybrid varieties are generally a result of controlled pollination. They're produced by crossing two different parent varieties of the same species. Plants grown from hybrid seeds are generally genetically identical and possess desirable traits, such as high yields, disease resistance, or wider adaptability for planting. However, the hybrids will not remain true in later generations. As a result of this, saving seeds from year to year, if you have hybrids grown in your vegetable garden, will not be worthwhile. Hybrids are often referred to as F1 or F1 hybrids, which means they are the first generation of seeds resulting from the crossing of two different parent types. Basically, with hybrids, if you save your seeds and hope to get a similar plant to what you grew last year, it's not likely to get the same results if you plant those seeds again. Whereas with open pollinated varieties, those are known as varieties that have become generally stabilized in their growth characteristics from one generation to the next. Open pollinated seeds are produced by allowing wind or insects to transfer pollen between different plants of the same variety. Vegetables that are capable of cross-pollination, such as corn and vine crops, should be isolated from different varieties so they produce a seed that is true to type. If no cross-pollination occurs in open pollinated varieties, then home gardeners can save the seeds from open pollinated vegetables year after year and be fairly certain of getting the same type of variety that was originally grown. If, however, for example, you have several varieties of sweet corn that you plant from year to year in the garden and they're all planted right next to each other, you have a pretty high probability of having some cross-pollination and so might get some questionable results if you plant seeds that have been saved from last year's sweet corn if you have multiple varieties that were planted. You may also notice that some of your vegetable seeds are pink or green in color. Many seed companies treat their seeds with a fungicide to prevent the seeds from rotting in cold and wet soils. Seeds that have been treated with a fungicide should be well labeled as such, but will also be pink or green in color quite often. If you are planting treated seeds, be sure to wash your hands thoroughly after handling them. Some seed companies will provide their customers with seed treatment option, so you can choose to purchase the treated or untreated seeds, whichever you prefer. Something else that we think of as being seasonal this time of year would be tax preparation. Cass County Extension is proud to be a host site for the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program, also known as the VITA program, a program that is available to low and moderate income Iowans to have their tax returns prepared for free by a trained and IRS-certified volunteer. There are nearly 150 sites across Iowa, and the Cass County Extension Office is one of them. There are VITA sites through Extension and Outreach in 42 rural counties around the state. The volunteers at these locations are qualified to deal with most ordinary types of income, deductions, and tax credits to ensure accurate preparation of tax return and saving money for taxpayers on average of $100 or more per return saved by having taxes done for free. Taxpayer assistance or eligibility varies depending on the number of members of the family, but on average, most households that make up to $50,000 per year are served by VITA sites. If you're interested or feel you may qualify for having your taxes done through the VITA program, give us a call at the Cass County Extension office. We'd be happy to walk you through the process and get you set up for an appointment. We are currently taking appointments now through about the end of March. You want to give us a call. The number is 712-243-1132. If you are interested in finding other free tax preparation sites, you can call 800-906-9887, or you can just dial 211 if you live in Iowa, and they can help direct you to a free VITA tax location near you. For Iowa State University Extension and Outreach, this is Kate Olson.